This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deuba reiterates commitment to the social and economic transformation of the country by implementing the constitution successfully. Prime Minister Deuba says laws required to implement constitution will be formulated in consensus and cooperation. House of Representatives is meeting today at 11 a.m. CPN Unified Socialist Party Chairman Madhav Kumar Nepal says his party sent the names of to be appointed ministers. And France pulls out of UK Defence Talks amid row. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deuba has said the government is effortful to implement the constitution to make people realize its aspirations. In a message on the occasion of the 7th Constitution Day yesterday, the Prime Minister said that all should make a commitment to ensure the country's prosperity along with the constitution's successful implementation. Expressing tribute to all known and unknown martyrs who sacrificed their lives for the cause of the country's changes, the Prime Minister respectfully recalled those persons who got physical, economic and psychological losses for the nation's transformation. Prime Minister Deuba also expressed deep condolences to all sisters and brothers who lost their lives in natural disasters and COVID-19. In his message, Prime Minister Deuba stated that the promulgation of the new constitution was a great achievement in the long democratic movement of Nepal. Prime Minister Deuba reiterated his commitment to the social and economic transformation by successfully implementing the constitution. Likewise, he also affirmed the commitment to fully inoculate all Nepali citizens by the end of 2078 to safeguard their lives from the COVID-19 pandemic. The House of Representatives is meeting at 11 a.m. today. The meeting had been postponed earlier due to the obstruction of the opposition party. The standing committee meeting of the CPN-UML discussed the statute amendment proposal and political and organizational reports to be tabled in the upcoming statute general convention. Chief of UML's Publicity Department, Yogesh Bhattwaj, said that the reports had been tabled in the party's standing committee meeting and discussions over the reports would continue today as well. The UML Statute General Convention is taking place in Godavari, Lalitpur from October 1st to 3rd. CPN Maoist Center Chairman Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has called for unity among Maoist forces to safeguard nation, democracy and constitution and to defeat the conspiracies against the statue. Welcoming the new cadres entering the CPN Maoist Center from Janata Samajwadi Party and CPN-UML at his residence in Kumaltar in Lalitpur yesterday, Chairman Prachanda emphasized unity and collaboration among the Maoist forces for the greater good of the country. Chairman of Nepal Communist Party Unified Socialist Madhav Kumar Nepal has said that his party would join the government this week. Addressing a seminar and cadres meeting organized by the party's Kaski District Committee in Pokhara yesterday, Chairman Nepal said that the CPN Unified Socialist Party will select the leaders to join the federal cabinet. On the occasion, Chairman Nepal stated that the current five coalition would be maintained till the upcoming election. Democratic Socialist Party Chairman Mahanta Thakur has stressed on constitution amendment, saying stability is not possible without constitution amendment. Addressing the 6th Memorial Day function of the Madhes movement martyr Shatrughan Patel in Barsa yesterday, Chairman Thakur blamed the current constitution of failing to ensure the rights and citizenships of Madheshi people. Also speaking on the occasion, leader Rajendra Mahato stressed on promulgating constitution that ensures identity and nationalism. The Ministry of Health and Population is administering the fresh dose of varicelle vaccine from today. The ministry informed that this would continue till 11 days. The ministry further informed that those who were inoculated first dose would be administered second dose from October 21st. You're listening to Radio Nepal ATM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
ए छोरा के छ हाल खबर पढाइ कस्तो चल्दैछ
सबै राम्रै चल्दैछ अनि त्यहाँ के छ बुवा
यहाँ पनि सबै राम्रो छ ला तेरो आमासँग कुरा गर
पर्दैन पर्दैन किन धेरै पैसा खर्च गर्नुहुन्छ
किन टेन्सन लिन्छस् बाबु हामी जस्ताको लागि एनटिसी को कल इन्डिया प्याक छँदैछ नि इन्डिया कल गर्न त कस्तो सस्तो पो छ त त्यसमा
ल त्यसो भए ढुक्कले कुरा गरौँ न त
सेवा सुचारु गर्नका लागि *1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
Welcome back after the short break. We continue with the international updates now. France's defense minister has cancelled talks with her UK counterpart amid row prompted by a new security deal between Britain, the US and Australia. Paris is angry after Australia signed the AUKUS pact to build nuclear-powered submarines, pulling out of a major contract with France in the process. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said France had nothing to worry about from the deal, but Florence Parly's meeting with the UK Defence Secretary in London this week has been called off. Lord Ricketts, a former British ambassador to France, was due to co-chair the 2 days of talks, confirmed the meeting had been postponed to a later date. Four amateur astronauts have splashed down successfully in the Atlantic Ocean after 3 days in space. They are the first all-civilian team ever to orbit the Earth. The Inspiration4 crew left on the SpaceX capsule from Florida on Wednesday and landed off the state's coast after 19 local time on Saturday. The Inspiration4 team was led by billionaire Jared Zagman, who acted as mission commander. He had paid an undisclosed sum estimated by Time magazine to be about $200 million to fellow billionaire Elon Musk for all 4 seats aboard the Crew Dragon. Now some cricket updates. Nepal defeated Oman by 7 wickets in the ICC World Cup Cricket League 2-1 International ODI Tri-Series. Oman had given the target of 122 runs for Nepal. The team Nepal made the target in just 18.2 overs. In the match held in the Al Marat Cricket Ground in Oman yesterday, Oman lost the toss and got the bat first and made 121 runs, losing all the wickets in the 37.1 overs. Nepali team's fastest bowler Karan Kesi and spinner Sandeep Lamichhani performed best in the match. Karan and Sandeep took equal 4 wickets while Sarad Vaishwakar took 2 wickets. Earlier on Tuesday, Nepal had lost the match against Oman by 5 wickets. Nepal had defeated USA by 5 wickets in the first match, while the USA had defeated Nepal by 6 wickets in the second match on last Monday. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting Division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 31 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 19.5 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. Prime Minister Sherbadu Duba reiterates commitment to the social and economic transformation of the country by implementing constitution successfully. Prime Minister Duba says laws required to implement constitution will be formulated in consensus and cooperation. House of Representatives is meeting today at 11 a.m. CPN Unified Socialist Party Chairman Madhav Kumar Nepal says his party sent the names of the to-be-appointed ministers. And France pulls out of UK defence talks amid row. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.